You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I bet you do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now we're talking. Now we are talking. I was a little ticked off today because I am really getting sick of my Facebook getting so cluttered. I don't know how many of you guys are on Facebook, but these Farmville requests and these mafia wars, I don't play any of those. Don't be sending me Farmville requests. I'm not going to play Farmville with you. No, I'm not going to play Farmville with you. A game of Twister, maybe, but no, not Farmville. So I'm kind of getting frustrated because Facebook is now like a cluttered billboard. You remember in college, you know, you try to look for a roommate, so you put something up on a billboard that was so cluttered, and you'd be trying to find a little empty space. That's just how I feel like Facebook is. And it's frustrating because I'm busy, you know. I liked Facebook, you know, the very first couple weeks, and now it's very frustrating. I was at a radio conference last week. So for those of you noticed that you had to listen to a best of, and thank you for the emails telling me that really wasn't the best of. Thank you. All right. Got the point. Well, it was the best of I could come up with because I was going out of town. You know, they're telling us, you know, you need to be on Twitter. You need to be on Facebook. You need to have the younger generation, you know, relate to you. What? I don't relate to the younger generation. I don't. I mean, what, we talk about prostates, you know, we talk about uteri. I think that's exciting. I mean, when I was 20, I thought those subjects were cool. So I guess I really got to get into the whole Twitter thing and Facebook thing, but I'm just a little frustrated. I think things were easier pre-computer days, much easier. You know, I loved it when you'd get a phone call and you'd hear a voice from the guy, you know, that you liked, you know, rather than a text, you know, hey, baby. Yeah, my hubby will do that, you know. Yeah, he'll type in, you know, some X's and O's, which is romantic, but, you know, you go back to the 50s. I mean, that's not romance or courting, you know, throwing a couple consonants and vowels on your phone. Things are different. Things definitely are different now. But you see, I want to be wooed. See, guys, if you're listening, women want to be wooed. No, I'm not talking about foreplay. I mean, you could woo some. Well, yeah, yes, yeah, foreplay is important, too. I hope you're writing this all down. Yes, please. But woo, you know, more than just a text. How would I be wooed? Okay, number one is tell me you listen to my show, okay? That's always good. All right, you know, honestly, if you ever want to get on the good side of a radio host, tell them you listen to the show. But you can't BS because sometimes we'll ask you, oh, what did you hear? And then you're like, you were talking about Obamacare. Like, wait a second, I haven't talked about Obamacare for a while, so you're full of it. All right, but, you know, woo, like me, chocolates. And those chocolates that have, like, the alcohol in them that you could get, like, at Ethel M. Right? That, honestly, that woos me. Very simple. I mean, I know some women want jewelry and all that. Me, just woo me with chocolate. But none of these texts, none of these Farmvilles, none of these super pokes on Facebook, please. Please. All right. We are back. Well, don't woo me. I'm a married woman. But if my husband's listening, no, a super poke does not mean we had sex that month. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm still of the understanding that Vonage, you know, will have these little computerized messages saying no routes found or whatever. Just be patient. If you call the 1-877 number, just stay online because Donovan, who's working the dials today, it's going to get to you right away. Just stay patient with whatever you hear. All right. And then, of course, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and you can reach me by my email. I know we need to talk about daylight savings time and why it's hazardous to our health. Personally, I'm excited about daylight savings time. Got a lot of interesting news. We're also going to be saying goodbye to Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. But let's go to the phone lines. And I want to give a shout out to everyone listening to us live right now. 720 AM KDWN in Las Vegas, KQEW Fordyce, Arkansas, WOMI Owensboro, Kentucky, and many more are listening to us live right now. Thank you all. And of course, all my XM listeners, love you. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How you doing? I have a question for the doctor and the doctor. And the question is related to testosterone as a you know, supplement for older guys. You know, I'm used to being, you know, strong and healthful, and I'm just not the way I used to be. You know, I'm still pretty good for my age, but, you know, these supplements, these testosterone supplements, and if she wants to give me some advice, which one's the best kind, pill, or do you have to go the really drastic route and go get the injections at a doctor's office, and what does she think about that? And please, if you read it online, that's right, well, I prefer it on the first hour of her Saturday show because that's one of the few times I get to see her, to listen to her. So just testosterone for older men to help invigorate us as we get older. Thanks. My name is George from Las Vegas.
Thank you, George. We have a message line. As you all can tell, if we're not playing you live, we will play you at the next show. So thank you, George, for leaving your message. Testosterone. It's not drastic to get testosterone shots. That's probably the best way to get your testosterone. You know, taking oral testosterone doesn't seem to work. The shots, seems to get, where it needs to go a little bit better. And so, honestly, testosterone shots are probably the gold standard for getting your testosterone supplementation. But this is what's interesting. If you're losing stamina, you know, check your testosterone levels first. If the levels are normal, it may be something else. It could be your B12. It could be your diabetic. It could be that your thyroid's off. So don't blame testosterone unless you've had your levels checked. And what's very interesting is some scientists say, you know, you don't lose testosterone with age, like menopause. They say a healthy man will usually keep his testosterone. So what some scientists are telling us now is if your testosterone is low, it may be because you have a medical problem. You know, men with diabetes have low testosterone. And so many times whenever we, you know, screen somebody for testosterone, we'll screen them for diabetes at the same time, and they'll go hand in hand. So keep in mind, if you're a healthy man, many times your testosterone will stay normal. Now, yes, some men do lose testosterone, and then we, you know, we will administer that shot-wise. But if your testosterone is low, make sure your doctor looks for something else. All right, great question. We are live. For those of you who want to call in live, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back, sassy and stimulating.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Oh, Tom, I can't hear you. Maybe Tom has laryngitis. All right, what we recommend, sorry. Did we lose Tom Donovan? Well, all right. Oh, Tom, you there? Well, for laryngitis, we recommend warm, like humidified air. We recommend you don't call radio shows if you have laryngitis. Tom, you still there? That's okay. All right. So Donovan tells me Tom had a question about laser hair removal. Is it safe and effective? Good question. Okay, laser hair removal, how that works is you get this pulsated beam of light, and what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to go down to the hair follicle and damage the hair follicle so you can't have future hair growth. And you can have pigment changes. Sometimes if people get it on the face, they could get light spots or they could get dark spots. You can get skin irritation. I had laser hair removal on my legs. The lower legs, okay? And because I just don't want to shave my legs anymore, and I did it under my arms. Can you all see? See how it looks? All right, it looks good. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Someone talking to me? Okay. Yeah, we're hearing voices now. We're hearing voices. Oh, Tom. Tom, you there? No. Tom, yeah. Yeah, hot tea, Tom. Hot tea, Tom, for your laryngitis. All right. So I had laser hair removal, you know, under my arm and my legs, and it worked. But I did have a horrible reaction on my legs. They blew up. I got hives, and I actually had to take steroids. It didn't completely take away all the hair like I wanted it to be, but, I mean, I could have scarred. So here's the thing. Now, true, that was about 10 years ago, I believe, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. So I believe some of the technology is better, but, you know, what I would recommend though is whenever you do laser hair removal, have them do a small patch, like on your arm. Okay, a small patch, and then this way they could see if you have any reactions to it. If you don't, and you don't get any pigment changes, scarring, or any issues, then they could do if you wanted your face or your nether regions or your back or wherever you want it. Okay, Tom, I hope that was your question. I don't know if you guys know this, but Tom communicated with me through sign language. Yeah, you could sign me while on the radio. Yeah, what happens is Donovan at the dials draws the signs for me on my computer. I know some sign language. Yeah. All right, just no groin rash questions, though, while we're signing. All right, Donovan, how are we doing with the phone lines? Are we better now? Donovan, you there? Oh, we lost Donovan, too. Boy, you know, this laryngitis is catchy. Boy, okay, I guess I'm alone now. Oh, no. All right, well, I hope I don't lose my voice. If I lose my voice, this isn't going to be a good show. Okay, I'm taking a look at this here. Baby Hitler parents lose custody of all three kids. Did you guys hear about this? There are two parents, obviously two parents. There's parents that have named their kids Adolf Hitler, Aryan Nation, and I believe there's another one, Hanslin Hindler Genie. All right, and apparently they lost custody of their children. Now, a New Jersey appeals court found no evidence of abuse, ruling the children may have been taken away without cause. But apparently there were reports of domestic violence in the home. They also tell. But why would parents name their kids Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nate? What are they trying to do? And who are these parents? We need to deport them. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so daylight savings time. Everybody's really happy usually about this daylight savings time because we get that extra hour of sleep. We're all energized. I like the extra hour of sleep. I don't like how it's dark when I get out of work. I don't like it being dark. I like the idea that I still have some more hours to my day before it gets dark, although I actually race from the clinic and, you know, go to the studios to do the radio show. But they say there's actually some health effects, some actual health risks due to daylight savings time. Scientists have said that 1 hour change, this was a study back in 2008, that 1 hour change puts more people at risk for heart attack. Really? 1 hour? You just 1 hour, I guess, you know, not only is it the lack of sleep and your circadian rhythm being shifted a little bit, but some people have that seasonal affective disorder where they don't handle the temperature change or the light change, et cetera. And I talked about this on the show yesterday. Honestly, if any of you have a heart attack because of daylight savings time, something tells me, excuse me, your heart probably wasn't the healthiest to begin with, really. You know, so my recommendation would be to get your hearts checked before daylight savings time so you aren't at risk. Okay, let's just kind of, you know, get that out of the way. Some people go, Dolly, why did they even have to do daylight savings time? See, I grew up in Arizona. I was born in California. I grew up in Arizona. We didn't do the time change. But it still screwed us up living in Arizona because everybody else's time would change. So sometimes we'd be on the same time, sometimes we wouldn't. I had one of my shows was playing, I think it was KFNX in Phoenix, and it really messed people up because I was either live 6 months of the year or I wasn't live. So that's always kind of screwy. So I don't know if we just need everybody to be on the same track or just don't do daylight savings time. I don't know. All right, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we said goodbye to Andy Rooney. former 60 Minutes commentator. He died at age 92. Remember about a week or two ago, he had a minor surgery, but then he went to the hospital with some pretty severe complications. The family never disclosed what happened, what surgery he had, what complications, but we know it was worrisome. And unfortunately, he passed, and he looked so healthy just a couple months ago. You know, when he was telling everybody he's leaving 60 Minutes, you know, if he eats dinner, leave him alone while he's eating. Pretty impressive. You know, he was with his wife for, I believe, 62 years, served in World War II, you know, said what he thought. You know, a lot of people in the media have admired him because, you know, he was one of the first people. I think he got one of his first jobs by, if I remember correctly, gosh, I believe, you know, he was in the elevator back in the 50s, and he shared the elevator with, I'm trying to remember which show it was, and I guess he, you know, he told the host, you need better writers, and I guess the guy agreed and hired him. You know, when you hear this gumption, when you hear this, oh yes, it was Arthur Godfrey, that's right, Arthur Godfrey, it was CBS Radio, and you know, when you hear that, it's like, you know, you need better writers. No, nobody call me and tell me I need better writers. I do my own writing, okay? You tell that to me, right? I make a gesture. Oh, we can't make gestures anymore. No, we can't. We can't. I know. I've been watching this whole Herman Cain thing. I told you in medical school we all got in trouble for, I don't want to say sexual harassment, but we were in trouble because we were playing that flip-off game. Remember I told you guys all about the flip-off game where if someone wasn't paying attention, you'd give them the finger, right? And then, you know, you get a point, you know, because you caught them off guard, and then they'd realize they weren't paying attention. You saw they weren't paying attention, so then they'd focus on the teacher, you know, and then if they got you back, you know. So we played this game, and one time one of the teachers got caught in the crossfire, and the next day gave us a big lecture on sexual harassment. And they said, if you give, you know, the middle finger to somebody, that's sexual harassment. Now, I don't know about you all, but I've been, you know, sexually harassed, I mean, every day on my commute to work and my commute home. People give me the middle finger all the time. But, you know, sexual harassment, it could be, you know, true harassment where you don't get to advance in a job because you don't sleep with the boss. Or it could be something as simple as sending an email that's lewd. Or, you know, commenting on the lopsidedness of your coworker's bra and boobies. You know, there's so many different things that could be said. And, you know, we've actually talked about sexual harassment on the show and how to avoid being accused of it. And a biggie that I know a lot of you do is you go out drinking with your coworkers. Big no-no. Just because you're not on company property doesn't mean it can't be construed as sexual harassment if you start hitting on somebody or making dirty jokes. Remember Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill? Right? He pulled out a hair out of his drink, you know, and said it looked like a pubic hair. I mean, we do this all the time. When we're eating lunch and there's a hair in our food, we pull out the hair and we show everybody. And one of the reasons why we do that is because we don't want people thinking it's ours. You know, if you talk about it and criticize it, it kind of frees you of guilt. So, of course, if there's like a pubic hair on your food, you don't want people to think it's yours. So you lift it up, go, hey, this is mine. I mean, this is gross. Again, that was considered sexual harassment. So for all of you, just keep your fingers to yourself, keep your comments to yourself, keep your emails to yourself, keep your texts to yourself, especially when you're dealing with coworkers. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your medical questions. Again, please, thank you for being patient with some of the little issues we've been having with the phone lines. Just no matter what you hear, stay on the line, because Donovan is going to be your saving grace. He is the angel you're waiting for to pick up the phone. So if you call 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, you talk to him, and then he sets you up with me. All right, you don't want me to answer the phone, right? Answer the what? All right, a lot of cool stuff in the news this week. A lot of cool stuff. Okay, now, some of you have been asking me about Alzheimer's and herpes. What has been the connection? Well, for some time now, scientists have thought that herpes type 1, the cold sore herpes, which many of us, even if we don't have cold sores, carry the type 1 herpes virus in our mouths, has been linked to Alzheimer's. Now, what they decided to do was study this a little bit more in depth. And they showed that cells infected with the HSV type 1 showed a buildup of the proteins known to damage the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Remember we talked about the tau protein a while back, this tau protein? Well, they found that cells infected with HSV have high tau. Now, if you give them acyclovir, which is an antiviral that we use to combat cold sores. We use it to combat genital herpes as well. They found that the tau protein almost completely disappeared. So now what they want to extrapolate and do is see if you treat an Alzheimer's patient with acyclovir, will that decrease the accumulation of the buildup? Now here's going to be my prediction with this. If you are already, I don't want to say end stage, but if you're more progressed, I don't know if it's going to do much, because when you get this amyloid deposits in the brain, you start to scar, you get some, there starts to be some surrounding inflammatory type issues. So I don't know if it would help end stage, but if it slows down the progression of early stage, I'm for it. So that's going to be kind of cool. I'll keep you guys posted as we see that. Now, no. All right. Don't try and get herpes. Herpes they think is the cause. All right. Right. They believe not the number one cause. All right. They believe there could be a link to people with type 1 herpes and Alzheimer's. And so, I know some of you are like, well, I don't know if I have herpes if I've never had a cold sore. Easy blood test to do. There's an easy blood test. You ask for the Herp Select or just herpes antibodies, and it'll check you for herpes 1 and 2. Make sure they separate 1 and 2, because a lot of times people will come in wanting an STD test, and they'll go to their doctor, they'll get a herpes test, and it'll say, come up positive. And you're like, well, is it type 1 or is it type 2? So you need to make sure the lab delineates which one. And right now they're saying there may be a link between type 1 herpes, the cold sore one. And I know some of you are like, well, how do you get that? Kids get it. Kids are walking around with type 1 herpes. They may not get cold sores, but they get it because they get it from their parents. You know, when they were little babies and we did little kissies and we'd give them a little kiss on their mouth because they were so cute. You know, if you have type 1, I mean, usually you don't kiss a baby if you have a cold sore, but even if the cold sore is gone, you could still carry type 1. And so babies get it from their mommies, then kids, exchange their sippy cups, and then they're at school, they're putting their mouth on the water fountain. So that's how most of us have been exposed to type 1. So, it's interesting stuff, because acyclovir is a very cheap medication. No side effects for the most part. We've seen people take it very easily for years without a problem. And if they find that this works, that'll be great. Now, okay, what is herpes good for? Well, they actually found, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They actually found that herpes can be good. They found that herpes virus could kill aggressive breast cancer. Now this, okay, I think this is cool. I wish I could have watched the Petri dish when this happened. Now, for the most part, we kind of divide the breast cancer into the two types, the hormone sensitive kind, and then the kind of like the triple negative breast cancer that can't be treated with hormone therapies, okay? The majority of breast cancers are estrogen sensitive, and that's why we could use tamoxifen, Herceptin, sometimes people get their ovaries removed. I mean, there's a variety of ways that people treat the hormone-sensitive breast cancer. It's more common and a little easier to treat. However, 20% of breast cancers is the evil triple-negative kind, where it's a breast cancer that's not hormone-related. Much more difficult. We usually need to use chemotherapy and radiation for this as well. But you can't, take tamoxifen for 5 years and hope it does a trick. Well, what they decided to do was put some breast cancer, all right, in a setting, injected with some herpes virus, I believe herpes type 1, and they found that it destroyed many of the breast cancer cells. So then what they did is they injected breast cancer cells into mice after treating mice with the herpes virus for 20 days. These poor mice, you give them breast cancer and herpes virus, oh my gosh, don't tell PETA. And they saw the tumors had largely disappeared. All right. Now, they say the reason why is it's triple negative breast cancer cells have high levels of this protein called PMAPK. Okay. PMAPK. I don't know how they name these things. I think they're drunk when they do. You know, I mean, why don't they? They can't come up with anything cooler than PMAPK. All right. So anyway, this PMAPK. The herpes virus specifically targets cells with high levels of the PMAPK, and then it causes the diminution of the cells. All right, anyway, so I don't know. That's pretty cool. Okay, now, have they found a link between people with breast cancer and people with herpes? I don't think so. I mean, that would be kind of interesting. People with herpes, do they get less breast cancer? Or people that end up having that triple negative breast cancer, the nasty kind. I mean, I think all cancer is nasty, but this is nastier. Do they have a slower growth of the cancer because they have herpes? I mean, there's tons of different studies they could do. I mean, my mind is just overflowing with ideas, but nobody ever listens to me. No one ever listens to me, but that would be kind of cool stuff. Okay, more cool stuff. I know, aren't you guys just bewildered by all this technology? Okay, well, they claim they have stopped aging in a laboratory. They've actually stopped aging. Now, I want to visit this laboratory and hang out, but that's not what they did. What they found is they found that they were able to stop cells that cause aging to not cause you to age. This is kind of interesting, all right? You have these cells, we call them senescent cells. When they stop dividing and they really don't do much, we call them senescent cells. But some of the researchers in layman terms are calling them deadbeat cells. What these deadbeat cells do is when they stop dividing, they, you know, sit there, and usually in a younger, healthier person, it gets washed out. It gets flushed out of the system. Yet in some of us older folks, they sit around. And these senescent cells or deadbeat cells accumulate over time and produce these chemicals, and this damages the tissue around it, triggers inflammation, and that causes byproducts of aging. So what they did is they genetically engineered some mice to have these senescent cells with this protein on it. Oh, and it had another stupid name. I don't even remember it. I'm doing this all by memory here. All right, so it had this protein, something 8 on it, all right? And then they administered some drugs to activate this protein to drill down into the cell and basically kamikaze it and kill it. So when these senescent cells or deadbeat cells were dead and then hopefully cleared out, they couldn't cause the inflammation. Now, these mice, how did they know that the aging stopped? Well, the mice didn't form cataracts, the mice didn't lose muscle mass, and the mice didn't grow extra fat deposition. Now, we've talked about aging and signs of aging. You know, boobies droop, renal function goes down, metabolism function goes down, you lose some of the fat in the face, and you sink in a little bit. The iris, the color of your eye starts to lighten. You know, lots of different signs, less cardiac output, a variety of different things with aging. But you know, cataracts is a biggie, losing muscle mass is a biggie, and increased fat deposition. Now, the mice didn't live longer by any means. They still lived, I guess, a normal mice lifespan. But imagine later if they could come out with treatments to prevent cataracts, prevent muscle loss. I mean, if you prevent muscle loss, you could increase metabolism and decrease weight. I mean, it's a fascinating study. But y'all are asleep? Come on, that's fascinating stuff. All right. When we come back, more of the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'll try to entertain you better. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am looking right now at a three-eyed fish. We talked about this on the show yesterday, kind of spooky stuff. I mean, the picture popped up while I was in the middle of my show. This is a three-eyed fish that was found near an Argentinian nuclear power plant. I know many of us saw that Simpsons episode a long time ago with Blinky. You know, they had three eyes. I mean, that fish was cute. This fish is ugly. Ugly. Oh, my gosh. All right. Fishermen in Cordova, Argentina, caught a three-eyed wolf fish in a reservoir near a local nuclear power plant. One of the fishermen, Julian Zmut, said no one noticed the third eye at first because it was dark. Luckily, they didn't eat it yet. We were fishing, and we got the surprise of getting this rare specimen. It was dark at the time, and then you looked at him with a flashlight and saw they had a third eye. So let me see. The three-eyed fish was caught in a reservoir where hot water from the nuclear facility is pumped. Now locals are worried because they're worried about mutation, and this is obviously evidence of mutation. Pretty spooky stuff. Three-eyed fish. Now, you want to know what else is spooking? All right, there's some moms, and I think one mom got caught, wanting to ship a lollipop that was salivated on with her child's chickenpox spit. Because apparently there's a demand for chickenpox salivated candy and suckers and clothes. So if you haven't vaccinated your child against chickenpox because you don't believe in vaccination, you could then get a salivated on sucker. Now, I mean, we've heard of chickenpox parties where, you know, parents will bring their kids over to another kid's house and chickenpox, let them all play. So then everybody gets the chickenpox. They used to do that more so after the vaccine came out because many parents want their child to get the natural immunity. I mean, I'm going to tell you guys right now, not the best idea. First of all, if any of you are doing this where you're sending infectious disease over state line, it's a felony. You can't do that. That's a no-no. All right. That's why anthrax was such a big no-no. You are not allowed to send a lollipop, jammies, underwear, tampons. I don't know what they're doing. Well, probably not tampons because it's a kid. But, I mean, you cannot be sending anything that could have an infectious disease over state lines. From what I understand, this mom is selling them for $50 a pop. And I believe there are some Facebook sites. I want to pull these up where, you know, people are trying to desperately find other people that have the natural chicken pox. And, you know, look, you know, as a mom and as a doctor, I do understand. Okay, I know I'm pro-vaccine, pro-virus. I'm not pro-virus. I know I'm pro-vaccine, but I get it. You know, my kids luckily got the natural chicken pox. So I didn't have to vaccinate them. And the vaccine is safe. It's a safe vaccine. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, the chicken pox that your child may get is a milder form. Because there are some very rare cases where the children that get vaccinated still get chickenpox, but milder. That's a chickenpox that circulates. Your child, even if you think they're getting quote-unquote natural chickenpox, may not build up enough immunity. And then you may need to turn around and get the vaccine anyway. Remember, the older the child is, when they get the primary chickenpox, the worse it could be. One of my 20-year-old friends, he got chickenpox up and down his esophagus. I mean, he couldn't eat. Horrible. Just absolutely horrible. Not to mention the scarring. And the, you know, you could die the older you are from chickenpox. Not to mention some kids, you force your kid into a room of infectious disease. I don't want to roll the dice and bet he's going to be fine all the time. So, you know, for any of you parents, you know, hoping to get natural chickenpox and your child starting to get out of that age, please sit down and talk to your pediatrician about the vaccine. And again, do not purchase any of these things because again, you could be involved in a felony. Pretty scary stuff. Not to mention it's disgusting. It's disgusting, people. Okay. Now, something kind of cool is there's a doctor that claims he could turn your brown eyes blue. You guys heard about this week? All right. There's a doctor that claims, his name is Dr. Greg Homer. Greg Homer from Stroma Medical California says his Luminize technology uses a laser tuned into a specific frequency that can, quote unquote, turn your brown eyes blue. Yeah, what's that song? I'm gonna make my brown. I can't sing it. Blue. Okay. So what they do is you have melanin in your iris. You know the parts of the eye. You have the white, right? The conjunctiva. You have the iris, which is the blue or the brown or the green or the hazel. Then you have the black, which is the pupil, that houses, that opens up kind of like a camera. You know, depending on the light, your eyes are, your pupil dilates really, really wide such that it takes in as much light when it's dark. But then when it's really, really light outside, the pupil constricts. Then you have the lens and then you have the cornea, which covers the outer. Okay. So we're talking about the pretty colorful part. What this laser does is it takes the melanin out of the brown and it leaves the underlying recessive blue that's there. Now, this is permanent, though. If you do it, it's permanent. And keep in mind, your blue eyes are not going to look like, you know, blue. They're going to be bluish. But I got to tell you, you know, when we were talking about signs of aging earlier on the show, a few shows ago, one sign of youth is the deep, rich color of the eye. And you have to admit, brown-eyed individuals look younger than blue-eyed. Because the lighter your iris, the older you look. That's why many stars wear contacts that enhance the color. They also enhance the size. The bigger, more prominent iris, the younger you look. And so, you know, on TV, I mean, you know, they do false eyelashes. They play around with a lot of it. I mean, there's tons of different things they do. But, you know, for those of you with brown eyes, if you're worried about how you look, I'd keep the brown. Brown is gorgeous, and it looks more youthful than those of us with blue eyes that keep lightening every year. I mean, my eyes keep lightening every year as I age. And even though I got the LASIK and I don't have to wear contacts anymore, I may need to do that. If I later go into TV, Lord help all of us, I'm going to, you know, need to look younger, right? And, of course, you know, bring the breasts above the waist. I'll come up with a good bra. Aren't you all happy Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over? Woo-hoo, I can start wearing my bra again. Yay. Now, I mean, not that, you know, that's what you do for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm glad it was a good month. Of course, we'll still talk about breast issues like we did with, you know, the herpes virus, et cetera. But we're now in Diabetes Awareness Month. Yay. Diabetes right now. Oh, these months just get funner and funner, don't they? All right. So we're going to be talking a lot about diabetes this month on the show. Now, one thing I do need to talk about. Oh, you know, there were some earthquakes in Oklahoma. Some mild earthquakes. I think the largest was 4.7. Sounds like so far so good. I haven't heard of any injuries. But, you know, the CDC reminds us that earthquakes probably hurt more people than hurricanes. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that there are more earthquake victims that get broken bones, lacerations, crush injuries, etc. So don't take earthquakes lightly. I mean, I know we hear of earthquakes and, you know, we make jokes when we do the earthquake drills. But, you know, keep in mind, I mean, a lot of us are on fault lines. And, you know, I don't know, God has a bad day, you know, it may hit. So just make sure you, make sure you know what to do for earthquake preparedness. I've talked about that many, many times. And we'll probably revisit it again. All right. Now, another quick thing I want to talk about is 40 people a day are dying from prescription painkillers. All right. They're overdosing, and not because they're popping pills and doing drugs. It just ends up being too much for them. And in addition to overdosing on painkillers, and people die, I mean, more people are dying from painkillers now than heroin, cocaine, but also people are overdosing on Soma. It's a muscle relaxant, many of you, Ernie and Bert, with your painkiller. And, you know, ER admissions and ER visits are on the rise. And I think we forget how dangerous some of these medications can be. There's many different muscle relaxants. Soma, carisperdal seems to be one of the strongest, and it seems to be one of the most used. It's, you know, fairly inexpensive, and it's fairly effective. But, you know, keep in mind, you could still go into a coma. You could have, you know, loss of breathing. You could seize, have weird muscle contractions, and you may not know that you're overdosed. So it takes the spouses or the boyfriend, girlfriend, or the family members, take a look. And if your loved one is acting kooky or hallucinating or whatever, it could be an overdose. Don't let them go to bed and say, oh, they're just groggy going to sleep. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again next time. You all be safe, and I'm out of here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.